Here in New York, teen mothers are speaking out about a city ad campaign against teen pregnancy. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has more.
The ads are running in bus shelters right now and use toddlers as the messengers of some hard truths. In one ad, a little girl says, "Honestly, Mom, chances are he won't stay with you. What happens to me?" Another ad pictures a crying baby with the words, "I'm twice as likely not to graduate high school because you had me as a teen." 22-year-old Gloria Malone says the ads are hurtful. The young mother writes a blog called Teen Mom NYC. She got pregnant when she was 14 and says it was a very difficult time.
My little sister, she used to always tell me, you know, I was her role model. And I questioned, like, what type of role model am I to her? You know, what type of daughter am I to my parents? What type of sister am I to my siblings? There was a lot of shame. And it took a long time to get over that shame. And those ads just bring it right back.
Groups such as the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health, Planned Parenthood, and others say shame tactics don't work on teens. Plus, they say the ads reinforce harmful stereotypes and deliver the false message that teen pregnancy causes poverty when it's really the other way around. The city says the ad campaign cost $400,000 and was tested on focus groups before being released. 24-year-old Jaleesa Roberts was in one of those groups. Roberts had a baby at 16. Now she works for a city program that counsels teens against having kids. She says the ads that deal with the cost of having a baby will resonate with teens who are often clueless.
If we ask them, how much do you think, you know, childcare is a month? They would say 300, you know, they don't know. It's like about 700 plus for childcare. So I think that these ads are definitely the truth.
The city stands by the ads and says a strong message is needed to combat a very serious problem. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.